Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Allie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
About myself. So my name is Allie Hazelwood, and I write romance novels and, you know, rom-coms. So far, they're all set in either STEM or academia. And my debut came out about a year ago. It was The Love Hypothesis, and my next book is coming out in, well, I'm not sure when this is going to air, but it'll come out in August 23rd. And yeah, that's it, I think. And I have two cats.
Okay, tell us the names of your cats and do which one's in your lap, right?
Okay, so right now, yeah, there is a cat on my lap right now, and his name is Hux. And he is sleeping peacefully, and he's very cute. And just to be very open to the listeners, I dragged the cat on my lap. He wasn't sleeping there. He was sleeping next to me. I'm so sorry, Hux. My other cat, who is who knows where, is Bernie. And he's great, and he is a little bit smarter than Hux, but we love them equally.
Oh, I love it. I love cats. They're so cute. They're like, have the best life, honestly. They're like, you know, they get fed, they take care of it, they're independent, you know.
I think my love for cats stems from my envy toward cats. Like, I wish I was a cat.
Yes, I wish I had the love of a cat. Like, honestly, they have the best life possible.
Truly, truly, yeah.
And, like, they get spoiled, but they're like, oh, we take care of you. You know, like, human, you know, we don't need you right now.
Yeah, they're like, this is what is owed to me, and I will not be grateful. I will only give you affection when I want to give you affection. And we do this on my terms.
All right, so let's chat about your writing process. Like, why led you to start writing romance novels? Because you're involved in academia. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I actually started writing romance. I started writing fan fiction first. So originally I was, you know, and I still kind of consider myself mostly a fic writer, because I've written more words of fan fiction than of original stuff. So I started, you know, writing fan fiction, and then a couple of years later, I kind of got really lucky in the sense that my current agent, Taole, who is amazing, has been, you know, she was on AO3, which is the place where most fan fiction is posted. And sorry, the cat just left me. I lost the love. My agent was on AO3 reading fan fiction, and she found mine, and she was like, you know, I think that what you're working on might work within a traditional romance publishing space if you're interested. And I was. And so we started working on, you know, more original stuff and books, and she really held my hand a lot. So that's kind of how it started.
Oh gosh. And then we had the Love Hypothesis. Mm-hmm. So what was the process of, like, understand, like, you had a debut novel that came up and then it just, like, exploded, you know, for you, like, it went from 0 to 100, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. It was really all like book docs doing, and, you know, book of the month as well. Like, I got really lucky in the sense that my novel was placed, but my publisher really placed my novel, like, in a bunch of, you know, venues and outlets that made it so that a lot of people noticed it, you know? It was like a bunch of really cool and unexpected coincidences that made it so that a lot of people knew that the novel existed and had it on their radar.
Yeah, I remember your novel when it came out, like before the early reviews. Like, it was like 4 or 5 months. It came like the publisher dropped the arc like really early, and I remember the early reviews were like, "Oh my gosh, you need to read this book!" And it was like the out. And so, like, I think by the time I got it, like, I was like, "Oh my gosh, I need to read this book." It was like the word of mouth from early reviews was like, "You need to read this book." I cannot tell you what's happening, but you need to read this book.
It's I don't really read reviews because I am fragile and because they're not for me, they're for readers. So I'm not really sure what was happening, but I definitely think that it was even just a couple of weeks before the book came out. It was all very unexpected. Like I remember that like my publisher had to reprint the book almost immediately after it came out because I don't think they expected that many people would buy it. And I really think that that's because like the big part of the success was after it came out on Book of the Month, and a lot of book talkers and book influencers, like my beloved Pauline, she's this book talker that I'm like obsessed with, and they were giving it shout outs, and they were like, oh, we read this book and we liked it, and so that was just amazing.
Yeah, it's the beauty of like, word of mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was just so lucky because there were like so many things that had to happen and did happen, and I was like, oh my God, this is fantastic. I cannot believe it.
That's awesome. So, congratulations. All right. So, let's chat about Love on the Brain. What is the elevator pitch for this one?
Okay, so my elevator pitch is that Love on the Brain is the story of B, a neuroscientist who ends up having an amazing career opportunity, which is co-leading a very important project at NASA. But she ends up having to co-lead with an engineer, and this engineer, Levi, is actually her grad school nemesis. And so they end up, having to collaborate, even though they have a little bit of a past, and who knows what's going to happen? Will they fall in love?
What's gonna happen? I don't know. Who knows? But
Who knows?
the fact they're like arch nemesis, you're like, oh my gosh, I hate you in grad school. Because grad school has, you have strong feelings of the people you went to with. Like, it's a strong feeling. Like, you're in the top cohort, you're like, oh, I hate you, and you like
It's just so stressful grad school that you have to kind of blow out steam by having an arch nemesis. Like it's just what you do,
Yes. Yes. I did have an arch nemesis in grad school, but it wasn't a hot guy, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like most of my arch nemesis were like professors, like people that like more than my fellow students, so they were kind of like off limits, but it didn't work out.
Oh, I love this. And I love your novella. So can you tell us a little bit of pitch about the three novellas that you released this year?
Yeah, so the novellas they're still available. They just they're all out as single novellas right now, but they are also going to be published in paperback as an anthology in January 2023. So in 6 months. And they are three interconnected short stories about three friends who are women in STEM. They're all engineers, and they all, got their doctorate from the same place. And then they sort of like traveled and moved to different places in the United States, and they do slightly different jobs. And they all end up having these passionate love stories with their, arch nemesis that they meet on their workplaces. So that's kind of fun. And yeah, they can be read as standalones, or you can read all of them if you are interested in the other characters, but that's it.
And they can be read standalone, and even I read them out of order and you're fine. Like,
Yeah, there isn't
you might get a
really.
little spoil, like, oh, this couple, but it's like you're fine reading
Yeah,
in order.
exactly. Like you know that they end up together, but
Yeah.
I probably already knew that.
Yeah. So like, so they're
Yeah.
enjoyable. And they're
Yeah.
enjoyable both as novel as an audio or as like a book. So both experiences are great. So I've done both.
Oh, okay. I'm glad. I actually don't really listen to audiobooks very much. But like, so I kind of had to like trust audiobook listeners that they were like, everyone was like, oh, they're good. And I was like, oh, I'm glad because I cannot judge.
They're good. They're perfect for reading to one sitting. Like if you have like a go for a walk or you have a short commute, you can read them because most people speed them up to 2 times speed or 1.5 or 2 times. So it goes by fairly quickly and it's also like a day of chores. Like you can read it in a day, you know.
I was hoping that people would read them on their commute just because I like the idea of like, like going to work and then coming back and be like, oh, I've listened to this contained short story and people are in love. I like that.
Yeah, so awesome. All right, so let's chat some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend to our listeners to pick up?
Oh my God, so many. Okay, so a book that just came out is The Hookah Plan by Farah Roshan, and so it really just came out this August, and I loved it. It has one of my favorite tropes ever, which is enemies with benefits.
Yes.
So in this book, the two main characters were like rivals in high school, and then they kind of lost touch for a while, and they meet again at the high school reunion, and they're kind of horny, and they kind of still hate each other, but they also take up this physical sexual relationship. But also at the same time, they end up having to work together. She, like London, the main character, is a physician, which I love. She's truly like so badass. I love her so much. And it's just it's really hot and just really like titillating. I really like I love it when they hate each other. I just love it. But they are attracted to each other,
Yes, I'm bumping this one up in my TBR.
It's so good. And also another book, which is a very different book, but it has a little bit of a similar premise. It also the like we hate each other, but we also have sex because it's just like the attraction, we cannot fight it, is Do You Take This Man by Denise Williams. I think it's coming out in like
Yes, it comes in September.
September. Yeah, so very soon. And again, it has a very similar thing, but this time it's not like high school rivals, but it's the main the heroine is she office like she's a wedding officiant. I don't even know if that's like
I think
a
so. And I think
yeah.
he had a divorce lawyer or something like that.
Yeah, and exactly, and a divorce lawyer at the same time. It's like so amazing, and he's like an event organizer. So they have again, they have to work together. There is this amazing attraction, but also they don't want it. Like so good, I love this trope. Highly recommend both these books. Okay, my favorite book that I have read. Like okay, I'm obsessed with this book, and I feel bad because it won't come out until November. So I would like to say I'm sorry, but I just kind of want everyone to put this book on their TBR. Is Pride and Protest by Nikki Payne. It's a Pride and Prejudice retelling, and it's just like it might be my favorite Pride and Prejudice retelling, and I'm obsessed with Pride and Prejudice, so like I'm literally just like always there collecting Pride and Prejudice retellings, but it's truly a masterpiece. Like she is such a good writer. She's funny. The sexual tension in this book is just like off the charts. I hope everyone puts it on their TBR because it's delicious, and I think you can pre-order it if you want. Other books. Oh, I recently finished Angelica Frankenstein Makes Her Match. What a good book! Okay, I say it as the utmost praise. What a weird book! Like it's just so different and bonkers, and like unlike anything I've ever read. He is a zombie, and I'm like, oh my God, I ship them so much. I just want them to have sex. Like, it's so unique. I recommend it so hard. I just finished On the Hustle, also by Adriana Herrera. That is actually, I'm a huge K-drama fan, and It has a very similar premise to one of my favorite K-drama ever, What's Wrong with Secretary Kim. So the main character is a PA for this, like, you know, rich real estate millionaire who is also a former Olympic swimmer. If you're hearing someone meowing, it's just my cat who wants food, but he has been fed already. So I'm not starving my cat.
Again, human.
Exactly. Human, feed me more. And I'm like, you have already had a lot of food today. But anyway, sorry. And it's basically the story, like, this PA quits to go and, like, open her own business, and he just, like, collapses. He cannot live without her. Yeah. And he was always, like, very cold and aloof, but we find out that the reason he was like that was that he just didn't want his attraction to her to, like, be uncovered. This book is so good. It's so juicy. Okay, sorry. I highly recommend. And I also think it's coming out really, really soon. Maybe next month. And then what else? Is it? Am I recommending too many books? Should I go with good. More books?
You're telling me what I need to read this weekend. You're like, bump this.
I've been so lucky because I've been reading so many really, really good books. Oh. Again, another one that's coming out in a couple of months is Two Wrongs Make a Right by Chloe Lees. I think I'm pronouncing her name right. If I'm not, I'm so sorry. But it's, do you know how to pronounce it?
Chloe Lisa.
Lisa.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I was really off with that.
I'm friends with her, so that's how I know.
Okay. So that book, it's just, first of all, like, she writes really relatable characters. Like, I felt so seen by Bia, like, the main character. And I also felt seen by the male character. Like, I feel like both of them had, like, all these traits that I could really identify with. It's a very steamy and hot book. It's a Shakespeare retelling, but I'm gonna be super real with you. I don't know very much about Much Ado About Nothing. So I read it as, like, a book. I read it without knowing anything, and I just loved it a lot. Okay, what else? I think I can't think of anything else right now, but I'm sure that
I think you just topple over our
team. Okay. I am glad. Yeah. My job here is done.
Your job here is done. You basically told me, like, here's all the books that you have in your queue that you need to pick up and do them with them immediately.
I'm so glad. I honestly enjoyed all of these books so much. They've given me so much happiness and joy, and I wish this happiness and joy to everyone.
I love this, Allie. So tell us where you can find you online.
Okay, so the only place where I actually am online, like, where I see things, is Instagram, at Ali Hazelwood. I also have, you know, a Twitter that I really don't use, which is Ever So Ali. I use it for, like, just bare updates. And then a Facebook page that I don't even know how to log into. So let's just say that it's there. And that's it, I think. I have a TikTok where I post the usually not, like, usually cat videos. Like, that's the extent of it. So if you want to meet my cats, you can find me at Ali Hazelwood on TikTok. And then I have a website that I am fully planning to update at some point. That's alihazelwood.com. And I will update it. Please have faith in me.
I have faith in you. So thank you, Ali, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyourextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibraFM, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibraFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibraFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Your Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.